Once again, here you are, Drinks with Friends, with your hosts, Madison Ray.
And that guy, Ryan. It's a special day.
Yeah, we're here a day early for a good cause.
Mm-hmm.
We are here live in the lab.
That's right.
Susie Sweet Treats, here in the bakery.
Secret greeting is love.
Not cocaine.
And she's got something special for us today.
Yeah. This has been some, so for our longtime listeners, this has been something that's been a while in the making. If you go back into our archives, you'll know that I have never had a pineapple upside down cake.
Yep.
Listen, before you at me or want to like throw your phone or
whatever. He didn't grow up in black church, so.
It just never came my way. It just, you know, or like when you have a bunch of cakes in front of you, like you pick the thing that you know that's going to be a winner, and I'm not going to like, you know, drop $6 on a risky, you know, investment.
If you consider that risky, that's fair.
Listen, yeah. I don't fuck around with cake. I like what I like.
Okay. Well, you're about to like this. I've been trying to tell you for years that this shit will change your life, and I don't feel like I've really led you wrong.
No. Listen. And Susie is so talented in the kitchen that I'll literally eat anything she makes. So, I mean, like, I know I'm in for a treat. The thing is, I'm just saying, at this point in my life, I have yet to experience the delight that is pineapple upside down cake.
I almost feel bad for you for starting here, because everything else is going to be like a step down.
No. Here's why that's okay. Because listen,
you're going to turn into a snob like me.
I only fucks with the best.
I feel you.
You know,
like, that's why people call me a snob now. Like, because hey, you want no?
I only want what's good. I only want what, like, my life is dope. I do dope shit. You know,
exactly.
And so that also means eating the best food that I get my hands on.
That's
and,
fair.
Okay. Also, anybody who's on me right now. Okay. I'm in a vegan period, right? Gluten free, all this stuff.
Yeah.
We're having a Dwayne The Rock Johnson official cheat day. Like, we're making.
I feel like this would make The Rock proud.
Yeah. Listen. If The Rock's okay with it, like, y'all need to be okay with it too.
It's true.
Like, get off my shit. Like, go talk to Dwayne.
It doesn't matter what you think, is what he's trying to say.
Right. But here's what this one's actually really special, because it's a cheesecake too.
Mm-hmm. Pineapple upside down cheesecake.
We're not back.
Pineapple upside down cheesecake. So yeah, you move the cake after the cheese, and you just look at it, and you take it all in.
Yeah, this is two layers. There's a cheesecake layer, and there's a cake layer, and of course, there's the like caramelized pineapple on top.
Uh-huh.
Originally on the bottom. You've been gassing Susie's cheesecakes
forever.
Like, your whole life.
Yeah.
I remember us being kids and being like, yo, my mom's cheesecake's the best thing I've ever eaten.
Sure.
I unfortunately have never tried one of those either.
Yeah.
Which is
wild.
A crime.
Yeah.
It's a crime.
It's wild.
It's a crime. I'm just so happy because, like, yo, let's speak to the power of manifestation.
Mm.
So, like, Chance the Rapper hopped on Twitter.
Yep.
And got on this thing about
Wendy's spicy nuggets.
Right. The spicy nuggets. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And he threw it out into the social media. Sphere. Yeah. Wendy's hit him back.
Right, because Wendy's social media, whoever's running that thing is on point.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
So they figure, you know what, let me go ahead and secure this bonus this year. And no chance, if you really want it to happen, let's get 2 million retweets. It's millions of dollars of free advertising.
Basically.
Everybody's talking about Wendy's now. All of a sudden people are going to be like, yo, I could really go for a Baconator.
Or these spicy nuggets.
Or these spicy nuggets once they bring them back.
Mm-hmm.
So, long story short, he did it.
Yeah.
Chance did it.
They're coming back.
Yeah. They don't know when yet.
Right. Mm. I'm sure they're going to cut a commercial. I'm sure he got himself a little, piece of that bag.
Deal. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Anyway, the thing is, that's exactly it. Like, the notion of speaking something... Sometimes the universe responds and bounces that back.
Gotta prove you.
I had spoken around my birthday about this idea of like marrying these two things that I had never had before into just one experience. Like, yo, let's just like kill it right now.
Right.
And
two birds.
And make it happen.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, it's sitting right in front of me. Like, that's so wild and it's so amazing. But like, yo, I'm just so like... Some pictures came out on social media this morning, and there were people that were already just like, I could just feel their envy, just oozing, you know, like.
I'm gonna put this on blast.
It's gotten a lot of love, a lot of like, you know, a lot of reactions, absolutely. You know, on Facebook and on Instagram. So like, sorry y'all,
you can't have that.
At least not yet. Because
you
like,
can buy one.
Well, it's what's also so dope. And this is a little like, here's a bit of advice for all of our other podcasting friends. If you don't have a sponsor, go get a sponsor.
It's true.
Go find something you love, something you support, and get involved.
Yeah.
Because we're here, like, basically on the cutting edge. We're in, like, the R&D mode of Susie's Sweet Treats and getting to try something before anybody else gets to.
We're tasting it for y'all, so you know that you're getting a superior product when
you
place that order.
You are welcome. Exactly.
Don't be jealous. Be thankful.
But that's the thing. But, you know, if this is really banging and, you know, like, I don't see the reason why it wouldn't be, because we're going to find out here in a few minutes. Y'all can go line up and buy one.
Right. Hit her up on social media. But you know what? Let's talk to the lady herself. Let's hear some of this process.
Yeah.
For how this magic
happens. This seems really complicated, and I don't want to give away any secrets, but like, tell us how we get here.
Yeah.
Well, we started at 4:30 in the morning. Because cheesecake has to be done, and it has to be cold.
Right.
Cool. By the time you guys came, so I had to get up early because I don't believe in baking my products until the day they're due.
Mm, fresh.
Mm-hmm. I don't do yesterday or last night and then make it and then, no. I make it the day it's due. So I have to get up early.
Right.
Because I had a lot of orders today. But the cheesecake itself, I make my own crust. Uh-huh. I break up the crackers and I put my special seasonings in there, my butter and my love, and then I bake the cheesecake crust. And then I make the filling. Mm-hmm. And because Travis Madison asked me to make a pineapple upside down cheesecake cake, I actually crushed pineapple to put into the cheesecake batter so they marry perfectly, I hope.
That's a blessing.
It's supposed to be like a tropical treat.
And also, of course, right now. I love my vanilla bean. Mm-hmm. I don't like the little store-bought liquidy stuff. It's not real. Even if it says real, it's not the same as bean. And of course, my other good stuff.
Yeah.
And then, while that was in the oven in its water bath baking so that it would come up fluffy and thick, and it's so pretty. I'm so proud of it today.
This is art. Yeah.
And then I made my cake, the pineapple upside down cake. And I also put crushed pineapple in my cake batter today so that everything just kind of hopefully blends well. And, of course, you have your pineapple, and you have your cherries, you have your brown sugar, and your love, and all the good stuff. And then I bake the cake.
She gonna give me diabetes.
Mm-hmm.
But it's worth it.
Worth it.
And one thing I do different with my pineapple upside down cake, because I think they're boring looking.
Yeah.
Being a baker, I'm used to decorating, frosting, you know. Glitter, sparkles, of course, that has...
Yeah, no, I see the glitter. I see all that.
But to me, pineapple upside down cake either looks burnt or it looks wet.
Hmm.
And it's not cute. So, to make this even more special, I made a pineapple caramel to put over the top of it.
Yo!
So that it...
I'm so excited. I know, right? Like, I feel like I got that crackhead itch. Like,
right?
Here, yo! Like, yeah. My beard itches inexplicably.
So if you have a pineapple allergy, stay the fuck
for
away.
For real, don't do so, but then again, if you have a pineapple allergy and you're ready to go,
this might be the way to do it.
So anyway, after I made the cakes and they cooled enough to make them happen, I drizzled caramel on the cheesecake, and then I flipped the pineapple upside down cake over top of it, and finished topping off that cake, and put it in the refrigerator so it could be ready for today, for you guys.
Here we are.
You know, like, I was at Cheesecake Factory, and someone was like, oh, they have a pineapple cheesecake.
I've tried
whatever,
it.
Da, 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 here, like, why don't you try that? And I was like... Nah, B.
I've tried it, and then I'm pretty sure this was like a year ago, and I tried it, and I came to Susie, and I was like, yeah, I tried this thing, and I know you can make better. And then it just got back, like, you know, just put it out there.
Yeah.
And you came back and was like, yo, I've never had this or this. Let's do this. So yeah, this is like years in the making. Like, I kind of feel like Thanos right now. This cake is inevitable. It had to happen.
Yo, I'm just like looking at. I'm so like intimidated.
I haven't like, eaten yet today.
Same.
So like
same. Same.
This is breakfast and lunch.
Yo,
and dreams come true.
Okay, but also like keep in mind that what I've been eating.
I might not eat for the rest of the day.
Yo, what I've been eating. Like, this violates all of it.
Yeah, you've been going vegan.
This breaks all of the rules.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, some of the rules. Cream cheese and eggs.
All of them, bro. Look, listen, May 1st.
Pineapple is vegan.
We went gluten-free, uh-huh. Low sugar, uh-huh. And we also went vegan, right? Uh-huh. So part of it was because I wanted some new energy in my life.
Yeah.
Get some discipline. Which you broke me on this one. No, the thing
I
is, you totally have permission. This is yeah,
it's worth it.
Yeah, it's worth it. But like, actually, let me speak on that for a second. We talked about this, and you had offered some different ways that you were willing yes. to like accommodate me.
Yes.
You asked about like, can we do a keto version, or do you want to do like a sugar-free thing? And I was like, nah. I want the real thing first, and then we can maybe
experiment.
Walk that back. But no, the thing is, you know, and so here we are, 11 days, you know, like on this really clean eating, and I took a little inspiration from Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Like, if you want to have a cheat day, like, cheat all the way. Like, yeah. Do it big. Yeah, like, don't just, like, pancakes. Yeah, don't just, like, halfway. That should be like, oh, I went to McDonald's on my cheat day. Yeah. Like, no.
The only thing you cheated that day was yourself.
Yes. Yeah. Like, why do you hate yourself? I thought you were trying to live well.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I figured, like, we're going to go in. Like, let's go all the way in. All in?
All in.
Forks up.
All right, let's do this. Oh, there's something already on before.
Cheers, my man.
Indeed.
Yo, y'all can't see. She's looking at us so hard right now. She's like, if y'all don't... All right, I'm trying to get it so I get a bit of everything.
I'm just going for this part that I fill off. But look, there's some... Yeah, I got some cake in here. There's some pineapple.
Yeah, there's like a little pineapple and a caramel. Cheesecake. Cake and cheesecake and all the things.
See the stuff. Vanilla beans.
Yo. Here we go. Ha!
I hate you.
This is amazing.
I hate you so much right now. Oh shit.
Yo.
Wow.
What? Okay, first off, that crust is everything. The crust is everything. It's crispy, it's crunchy. Like the graham flavors are real nice and present, you know?
You get, like, the creaminess of the cheesecake.
Which, as you said, is light and fluffy and nice and moist. Good. If you hate that word moist, I'm sorry.
Kick rocks.
right, grow the fuck up. Use all the words. Moist is a good word.
Expand your vocabulary. Jesus.
Yo.
What? Oh, and there's a little piece of pineapple in the cheese. I just got, like, a little... Like,
yeah, I'm getting the crushed pineapple parts now,
yeah. Yo! First off, I love pineapple upside down cake. In and of itself.
This might be the best caramel I've ever had in my life. This...
Yeah, I need to like, get some. I haven't even like focused on
it. No, listen. If you could just put pineapple caramel on everything.
I can do that.
Yo, everyone who's listening right now, you need this. Oh my god. Like, I'm so happy. Like,
I'm mad. Wow. Why the hell did it take you so long to make this?
Today was the day.
Everything happens when it's supposed to. That's what I've been trying to live off, live by.
You can't rush
these past
art,
few weeks. You're right. But I'm still a little bit offended. Because... Damn.
Like, bruh.
This is what they talk about when they say something so good it makes you want to slap your mama. I would never, but I get the sentiment.
You know what? I'm going to slap you a high five, though. Pow!
Yeah.
Woo! Oh, my God. Listen. Listen. I have words. Oh, my God. Okay, so the cheesecake in and of itself is like, yo, that is the truth. That is the truth. Like, that crust and the fluffiness. I love the
crusts. Like, yeah. Yeah. The pineapple in it, though. Because every once in a while, you just get, like, this little, like, pop. Pineapple.
Mm-hmm.
It's not overpowering. Like.
Well, here's the thing. I love cheesecake a whole lot. It's one of my favorite things. Like, my favorite treats. That being said, I've eaten a lot of cheesecake. And I wouldn't say that I've become like a snob or like hypercritical, but like I know what I'm looking for in a cheesecake, and what I tend to get too often is that it's too tart. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. like they went
it's too, very cheesy.
They went too cheesy, oh, and that's not what I'm there for. Sour
cream in it.
Yeah, right, right. And I don't like that. And so sometimes I'll get a piece of cheesecake. I'm like, I'll eat it because I'm here, and I don't want to be rude. Mm-hmm. But like, I'm not really enjoying this.
Sour cream in it.
And then sometimes I get a piece of cheesecake and I'm like, it's really great. This is one of those. Like, it's so unassuming. Like, it's really light. The flavors, you know, like, it's all there. And it's all like
things, silky.
Yeah, it's all the things I want it to be. Like, yo.
Like, tart.
So I've often sang the praises of my music director, Alicia Young, that because she plays the keyboard the way like I imagined that I wanted a piano to be played, if that makes any sense. Like, when she starts playing, I'm like, that's exactly how I imagined that song would hear or sound like, right? This cheesecake is exactly like that. Like, if I wanted to eat a cheesecake and I was like, what would be a really great cheesecake experience? This cheesecake is that. Not knowing what I'm looking for, but like being like, I really want like that perfect thing. Yo, crushed it. Crushed it. I don't know if it's the pineapples or just like, you know?
Like the caramel is like buttery, but then it has the, yeah, like that essence. Like, way to go.
Pineapple.
Way to go.
And of course, a signature Suzy cake on the top, which is always good. Which is always good. It's not dry.
I said this was a giant piece and I probably wasn't going to eat the whole thing, but it's not looking like that's going to be.
It's not going to survive.
Yeah.
It's not going to survive. Yeah.
And like, as rich as it is, like, it's not like overpowering you.
Right. That's one thing I was a little nervous about. Like, this is a big, this is a
big piece.
This is a big ask. The assignment is a lot. There's a lot of pieces. There's a lot of moving parts. We're talking about caramel. We're talking about fruit and cake and cheesecake and all these things. It sounds like it would... I mean, it's decadent, but you would think it's going to be too much, and it's not. It's like balanced.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know that feeling when you eat something and you're like, I just want to eat this until I can't breathe anymore? This is that. Like, I could shovel this into my mouth for the rest of the day.
I'll be A-okay with it.
Right? Like, yo, you gonna die. I made my choice.
I haven't seen everything but God anyway.
Oh, my God.
Let me take a little quick spell here for a second.
Yo.
Get back in here.
I'm just...
Are you gonna have some?
I need a piece.
You need to enjoy your work.
Okay.
You need to enjoy your work. Wow.
Yeah, you heard this.
Yeah. Happy birthday, Mom.
Right. Wow. We're celebrating.
Oh, wait, there's more. Okay, I was thinking, like, I'm going to take this down, but I didn't realize that this was still this deep. This way.
Right.
I'm thinking, I'm like, almost done. Like, no.
It looks like a cliffside. Like. Oh, my God. I'm shook, y'all. I'm shook.
I almost want people to come taste this so they know we're not just gassing it up.
Like, yo. Listen, listen.
Oh. I'm almost in tears over here.
Oh my goodness. Okay, so like this caramel though. Can we just talk about this caramel?
Yeah, by all means. You talk. I'm gonna keep eating.
I don't want you to give away the secret sauce, but what are you doing to this caramel? How is it this good? I've had a lot of caramel, and generally I don't give a shit about caramel. But like this is like,
I just make it. Well, here's the thing: you either like to do it or you hate to do it. It's kind of like when I did my IT job for 40 years. I did it well when I loved it, and then when it wasn't funny anymore, I quit. This, I love it so much. And I love to stand over the stove and create caramel fillings, jellies out of fresh fruit. I mean, I make all of that stuff because I love it. And it's fun. It's calming. And it's rewarding to see this. This is awesome. And that's what I hope for, that I give you a good taste experience.
Yeah. Good. Doesn't and, even
experience is the word.
Yeah.
And love is all in there.
Yeah. Well, you know,
I just make it.
For the longest time I've been telling you that, like, you know, you could probably like make a living selling just your frosting because it's been so incredible. I think your caramel's right in that same league. Like,
yeah, jar that shit.
Yeah,
I do jar it. I've actually mailed some to California.
Yeah,
I've mailed it around people.
Like, you could just kill the game on toppings alone. Like, because okay, so you mentioned before that, you know, sometimes look at these cakes and they feel a little boring because there isn't that pizzazz. But that's the thing is. But so, that's the X factor. What you're bringing to this, because I'm eating the cheesecake and I'm eating the cake and it's all very, very good. But then there's that extra little thing. It's that caramel with the glitter in it. Because what'd you say before?
If it doesn't sparkle, I didn't do it.
That's right. My own lady. So like that, like, you know, this caramel is that extra, that it's that X factor that like makes this really like next level.
Yeah,
because it's the small details, you know, this like on the art thing, right?
Yeah,
like it's the little details that like really make something special.
A new treat that I created today.
It's amazing.
It's incredible. It's incredible. It's a pineapple upside down cheesecake.
And it changed
my mind.
Oh, yes.
Is this 92?
Yes.
Okay. Here, let me shuffle out of the way.
Oh, this is a business, so Susie is in here. She has people picking up orders, and we're just in the way. But nothing's getting in the way. It's cheesecake.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yes. Absolutely beautiful.
See, there you go. That's live from a customer's mouth.
Absolutely beautiful.
Oh, my goodness.
Treat yourself. Yes. Have some.
Oh my goodness. They were just saying they wanted someone to try it. They wanted to try it and see what you think.
That's called being in the right place at the right time.
Yeah.
Right? For real.
Happy Mother's Day weekend to everybody.
Mother's Day.
Birthday
and Mother's Day.
So, final thoughts, bro.
Bruh, my brain shut off a while ago. Like, you asking for something I can't give you right now. Other than
dig deep, bro.
Support local small businesses and artisans
who I get to the hotel and get
put in blood, sweat, and tears to like make amazing stuff. Because this is nuts. Yeah, shout out to Susie. Because if she keeps it up like this, she got nothing to worry about.
Here, come on in here.
Yeah, I think this is a.
All right, look.
All right, go ahead. Take a bite.
I had to get some cheesecake in there.
Oh, yeah.
But
it's so much. It's so much. It's so much.
Melt in your mouth.
Mm-hmm. Y'all shove a spell over. I think this needs to be, like, made available to the public.
on the menu.
On the menu. This would be a, like an official on the menu thing.
I think this should be like your first step into like your deluxe menu options, because this is not like normal. Like,
it's not normal.
This is not some red velvet or like a, you know. Like,
no, this like is
marble cake by any means.
It's a specialty. Yeah. It's a specialty item. Yeah.
Big enclave.
I mean, required. Right, that Susie Sweet Treat, you know, upper crust kind of experience. Right, what do you say? Deposit required.
That's right. This is real.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, no, I think this is something really like special. It's like a work of art. Like I said, it's so like perfect. It's balanced. It's fluffy. It's moist.
Melts in your mouth.
It's everything that you would want a dessert to be. You offered some ice cream. No, it's not necessary. It's not necessary.
I could see where whipped cream might set it off, but it wouldn't have to be like a on the top, like almost like you just want like a dollop to like maybe just, you know, slide it through.
Right.
Not like every bite, like maybe like every fifth.
Like, and a little whipped cream.
Yeah.
So after we're having a couple cups of coffee with this,
yeah,
which is actually perfect.
It is. Okay. There's no sweetener in the coffee either.
So yeah, like black, like this and black coffee, like thank you for breakfast and lunch.
And maybe dinner. Right? I don't feel like anything else I do today is really going to live up to this. I might just go home and go to bed.
These are the high notes, bro.
Stomach's full.
Yeah, I might just go home and go to bed because.
Thank you.
I got nothing else for today.
Thank you. Neither do I. So let's go ahead and take it home.
All right.
This special edition of Drinks with Friends live at Susie Sweet Treats.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for listening. We'll be back next week. Hope you enjoy your Mother's Day weekend.
Indeed, happy Mother's Day to all of the wonderful motherly figures out there.
Yeah.
We couldn't do it without y'all.
If you're holding it down, you know, like, love to the moms.
Yeah.
We'll see you next time.
Yeah, same black time.
Same black channel.
All right, peace.
Thank you.